Some news now from the world of sports, and in the 121st running of the Boston Marathon yesterday, Jeffrey Kirui of Kenya won the men's race with a time of 2 hours, 9 minutes, 37 seconds. The top women's finisher was also from Kenya, Edna Kiplagat, finishing at 2 hours, 21 minutes, and 52 seconds. Among Vermonters who ran yesterday, the top men's finisher was Todd Smith of Bristol, 2 hours, 44 minutes, 7 seconds, and Emily Urquhart of White River Junction had the best finishing time among Vermont women, crossing the finishing line at 3 hours, 15 minutes, and 13 seconds. To the NHL playoffs, and a spectacular comeback by the Boston Bruins in regulation was rendered moot in overtime last night in a 4-3 loss that now has the Bruins trailing 2-1 in their opening round playoff series against the Ottawa Senators. This game was a play in three acts, a terrible first period that saw the Bruins fall behind 3-0 in front of their own fans, an emotional second period that saw Boston roar back on consecutive goals by Noel Achari, David Backes, and David Pastrnak that had the Garden rocking in full-throated intensity, and the tragic finale in sudden death overtime when Bobby Ryan put home the game winner for Ottawa, deflecting a pass over Tuukka Rask while the Senators were on the power play. And about that power play, there are two ways of looking at the call that sent Bruins forward Riley Nash off for roughing. There's my sour grapes view that such a call in a tie game in overtime in the playoffs is a terrible one, especially since both Nash and Bobby Ryan, the player he was tangled up with, were both guilty of cheap shots and hits on each other, and handing a man advantage over to one team when such things are what end up deciding games like this just isn't fair, because roughing calls are almost always subjective. Tripping, slashing, those infractions are more obvious. It's usually clear that one player is the guilty party. In this case, I think both players should have been sent off to have the team skate 4-on-4. But the other view, and in fact it's one that was expressed by Riley Nash after the game himself, is that players have to realize the situation and know that sometimes the refs only call the retaliation they see, not the back and forth that preceded it. In any event, Ryan poured salt in the wound by potting the game winner on the power play. All the Bruins can do now is put the loss behind them and do whatever it takes to win Game 4, because they cannot afford to go back to Ottawa for Game 5, facing elimination. Another overtime game last night in Toronto, and much like the Bruins contest, the hometown crowd went wild seeing their team come back from a deficit. But unlike the Bruins, the Toronto Maple Leafs sent their fans home deliriously happy when Tyler Bozak scored the game winner to beat the Washington Capitals 4-3. Now, the Maple Leafs were supposed to be a year or two away from completing a rebuilding process, developing players like Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, William Nylander. But don't tell that to the Leafs and their fans. They say they are ready for prime time right now. The number 8 seeded Leafs now have a 2-1 lead over the Capitals, who finished with the league's best record this season, but are pulling their old trick of falling apart in the playoffs. The Caps let a 2-goal lead slip away last night before Bozak stuck the dagger in. The series is by no means over, but given Washington's playoff history, they may be playing tight while the Leafs are running and gunning with youth, speed, and abandon and having a ton of fun, as a classic hockey town home to an Original Six franchise is starting to see a path to capturing Lord Stanley's Cup after years in the wilderness that stretch back to 1967. Speaking of looming upsets, the Nashville Predators now have a 3-0 lead over a team that was supposed to handle them pretty easily in round one, the Chicago Blackhawks. Kevin Fiala scored in overtime last night, giving the Preds a 3-2 win and a chance to sweep away Chicago on their home ice in Game 4. And completing a night of all overtime hockey, the Anaheim Ducks and Calgary Flames also needed sudden death to decide things in Calgary last night. Corey Perry made the Flames pay for blowing a 3-goal lead in regulation, scoring the game winner in overtime to give the Ducks a 5-4 win and putting Calgary on the brink of elimination, now down 3-0. To Major League Baseball, and the Boston Red Sox won their annual Patriots Day game 4-3 over the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday, good for a 3-game winning streak now and a successful 7-2 homestand. Stephen Wright looked like he'd continue his recent struggles. He gave up 2 runs in the first inning, but only one of those runs was earned, and the knuckleballer settled down after that. He ended up scattering 9 hits over 6 innings and handing the ball over to the Red Sox bullpen that's been shockingly good in the early going this season. They got the job done yesterday as well. Robbie Ross Jr. got 2 outs with the bases loaded in the 7th and the Sox leading 4-2. That thanks to a 2-run single by Andrew Benintendi before handing the ball over to rookie Ben Taylor. He gave up a run-scoring single to Steven Souza, but nothing else. Heath Hembree pitched a scoreless 8th. Craig Kimbrell struck out the side in the 9th for the win. line on the Red Sox this season was that starting pitching would be excellent and the bullpen a soft spot, but so far it's been just the opposite. The Sox head out on the road to take on the faltering 2-10 Blue Jays in Toronto tonight. The Jays were idle yesterday. The New York Yankees are riding high in an 8-game winning streak after beating the Chicago White Sox 7-4 yesterday. Rookie Jordan Montgomery pitched shutout ball into the 7th, and Matt Holliday hit a 3-run homer. Aaron Judge added a 2-run shot to power the Yankees' offense. The Mets were off yesterday. They host the Philadelphia Phillies tonight.